Well, Mohammed Jemchun is in Kyiv for us. And Mohammed, what more can you tell us about these Russian strikes on Ukrainian soil?
Well, Tom, we've heard yet again in the past 10 minutes or so from Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. He is now updating citizens throughout the country, saying that there are 1.5 million Ukrainian households without power at this hour. And he's saying that as a result of these massive Russian strikes that hit practically every region of this country much earlier today. Now, let me try to break down what happened earlier in the day for you. More than 10 Ukrainian regions experienced widespread power outages as a result of these Russian missile strikes. The national energy company, Ukrenergo, they had issued a statement a couple of hours ago saying that the latest attacks may have caused worse damage to the power infrastructure and the power grid in this country than the barrage of missiles that hit various Ukrainian cities on October 10th. And if you'll remember, October 10th was the day there had been the largest attack on this country from Russia since the beginning of the war this past February. Now, some of the regions that have been impacted by the missile strikes today include Rivne, that's in the west of the country, also Lutsk, that's in the west of the country. We're told large portions of Lutsk are without power, and that's because a critical infrastructure facility there was destroyed by missiles that struck it earlier in the day. Also, Odessa in the south, Sumy in the north, and in the center of the country, Kyiv region, which is where the capital, Kyiv, where we are now, is located, and Kirovograd in the center of the country as well. Now, as a result of all of this, there have been restrictions to the electricity supply that have been imposed throughout the day by the national power company throughout all of these regions. There is a lot of concern that there will be more blackouts in the days ahead. And we were also told by Ukrainian president's office that there were a total of 18 missiles destroyed today by air defense systems out of a total of 33 missiles that were fired into Ukraine. Tom?
Okay, what more can you tell us about these evacuations in Kherson that Russian occupation authorities are asking civilians to leave immediately?
Well, there hasn't been a lot of updates on that from the Ukrainian side. And the reason for that, Tom, is because there has effectively been a media blackout in place when it comes to the Ukrainian counteroffensive and what the Ukrainian forces are doing to try to recapture Kherson. This has been in place for close to a week now. I can tell you that when watching media figures here, when hearing from certain politicians, there is a sense that these folks are indicating that they believe that the Ukrainian forces are steadily advancing, that there is a belief here in Ukraine that the Ukrainian forces will be successful in recapturing at least part of Kherson. But again, it is a media blackout. We're not getting any kind of logistical updates, tactical updates when it comes to the movement of Ukrainian forces. We know from videos that we've seen purporting to show what's going on in Kherson that evacuations being carried out by the Russians are still taking place. We've seen these videos. We can't independently verify them. We know that there is concern among the Ukrainians because they don't call them evacuations in Ukraine. They say this is forced displacement. So there is a lot of concern about what will happen to these citizens who are being evacuated. We heard from Russian officials a few days ago. They said that up to 60,000 people may be evacuated by the Russians into the Russian side. It seems as though now this is a much more dire warning from the Russians to try to evacuate residents as urgently as possible. Tom?
Okay, thank you very much for that update. That is Mohammed Jemchun for us in Kyiv. Well, the governor of Russia's Belgorod region says two civilians have been killed by shelling. Well, 15,000 people have been left without electricity after strikes on the region bordering Ukraine. Well, Ukraine has denied responsibility for several attacks carried out there since Russia's invasion began in February. Let's go to Mohammed Vahl in Moscow now. And what more can you tell us about this?
Yes, Tom, just as my colleague Mohammed mentioned about the blackout with regards to the specifics and the details of what happens at the front line, we also here have a similar situation. The Ministry of Defense, in its daily briefing, talks about the casualties or the damage it inflicts on a daily basis among the Ukrainian soldiers, speaking today about 130 soldiers killed somewhere and another 80 killed between Kherson and the Lyman axes in different contexts, trying also to tell the population here, the people of Russia, that the military are doing what they should do to push back the Ukrainian offensive at any occasion. In Belgorod, this has become a daily reality, the daily shelling, and the Ukrainians are not talking about it, but the Russians, on every occasion, they accuse the Ukrainian side of being behind those attacks. 4 days ago, there was an attack on an oil depot and also an attack on a power station that caused a blackout in the city. They said it was mended very quickly, but apparently from the reports today, the local authorities, the pro-Russian local authorities there, have acknowledged that 15,000 people have gone without electricity and 2 people died, as you mentioned. So that city, because of that town, because it's very close to the border, it is only 40 kilometers from the border with Ukraine, the usual border with Ukraine before the annexation of that part of the land. And also, it is 1 hour drive from Kharkiv, which is the Ukraine's second largest city. So it's very vulnerable and it's very, very close in the range of the Ukrainian rockets. And sometimes Ukraine used, in the past, it used helicopters even to attack locations there and infrastructure. So that city in particular is very vulnerable, as I said, and the Russians are seemingly, apparently unable to protect it. The same applies with the population of Kherson, as you mentioned there, that evacuation is going on, and today it has reached an excessive limit when they said everyone should leave, and that is seen by the Russian side as a measure to protect the population, but on the Ukrainian side, it's seen as a transfer of civilians.
Okay, thank you so much. That is Mohammed Val for us in Moscow.